yes, you want to compete against other people, but really it's a competition against yourself. You know, strong mind equals strong body. You remember when you're on the track and field team back in the late 2000s. These are the days that champions are made.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
The Meitzler. And he's introduced me to this electrolyte drink that you can get off of Amazon.
So. Okay, the juice.
We call him the juice man.
The juice man. I love that. Okay. If you could do one exercise for the rest of your life, what would you do?
One exercise for the rest of my life? Well, obviously running.
If you didn't say that, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. And, you know, with this time of year, what are you most thankful for?
Thankful for family. Thankful that my mom and dad are still alive, you know. Got two boys that are healthy and family. Family and friends.
Family and friends. Couldn't have said it better myself. So for the listeners, in this episode, we have returning guest, the first ever, episode one, my high school track and field coach, Rob Bear. Thanks for coming back, coach.
Thanks for having me. I am honored and humbled to be the first one, and I'm so lucky to come back and talk with you again.
It's always a good conversation. So if you're a new listener, this is episode one back in 2022. And for local listeners here in the community, you know Rob as longtime Cedar Crest track and field coach, elementary gym teacher, author of the book Braving Your Adversity, and community leader whose passion for running and helping others runs deep, both literally and figuratively. So, coach, again, I'm so happy you're here. Some of the things we want to talk about, right? Since you were here last, earlier this year, you crossed the 50,000 miles ran. You ran over 50,000 miles, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I started that process in the summer of 1985, went out for cross-country at Northern Lebanon High School. Coach Jim Weaver encouraged me to come out. He said it would really help for my wrestling, and it did. And at that point, I ran in 1985 and ran in 1986, guesstimated my miles, and I started thinking, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I need to write these miles down. So from that moment on, I documented the miles, and they started adding up year after year.
It's amazing because for the listeners, 50,000 miles is two times around the equator of the Earth.
Correct, and that was the goal. You know, initially the goal was I can run around the world one time. And I thought, it's not going to be that hard. I thought, I gotta set a harder goal than that.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Let's do it twice. Little did I know it would take 40 years. It's an average of 1,250 miles per year over those 40 years.
Okay.
And I'm super honored and humbled to be able to accomplish that, but I couldn't have done it without my friends and family and all their support.
Yeah, it takes a support system, right? You know,
exactly.
And that wears on on your body, but yet you did it, and you're still running to this day. I mean, you haven't stopped. It's not like, oh, I hit 50,000 and mission accomplished. You're going to push yourself and keep going.
Correct. I wasn't going to go home and sit at home and eat bonbons.
Right, that's
and,
not you. No, no. Yeah.
Although I do love donuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the miles are going to keep adding up, and people keep asking, are you going to go around the world a third time?
I was just going to ask you.
I would love to be able to do that, but it took 20 years for the first time, 20 years for the second time. I'm 57. You know, it's going to take longer than 20 years this time. But if I can do it, sure, I'm going to keep track of every 1,000 miles.
There you go. And some other interesting statistics. A worker bee collectively flies a distance of around 50,000 miles over their lifetime. So I don't know if you knew that one.
Nice.
Yep, and then I have one more. Okay, so 50,000 miles is roughly a fraction of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. The average distance from the Earth to the Moon is approximately 240,000 miles, approximately. Meaning 50,000 miles is roughly 1/5 of the way to the Moon.
Nice.
Isn't that kind of crazy, Coach?
Yeah, like, that it really is when you look at it that way. When we celebrated 25,000 miles at Ebenezer Elementary School 20 years ago, Coach Rohrbach and Mr. Fulkerson and a couple other people, they really highlighted on the morning announcements. So during the course of the day teaching those students, you know, they would keep coming up, weren't you tired, Mr. Bear? Didn't you sleep? Didn't you get hungry? And what'd you do when you had to go across the ocean? Like, they didn't understand the concept of why I ran 5 miles one day and the next day zero and the next day 10. So finally, when they would ask me, didn't you get tired? Yeah, I got tired, but I just kept going.
Kept going. Right. Now, as you were approaching that 50,000 miles, what went through, like, what emotions do you feel? What was your thought process like?
You know, as many people know, Tiffany, my wife who passed away in 2019 from a 15-year battle with breast cancer, she was along for many of those miles. And she was able to see a lot of things that I'm glad that she was able to see during the running and coaching career. And obviously, as we were getting close to 50,000 miles, my mind kept coming back to her and how strong and how tough she was. And she had that message of hope, faith, and courage. And as the day approached for the 50,000 miles, I just kept thinking of her. And I kept thinking of how she fought day in and day out, especially those last couple years of her life. And she just wanted to live as long as she possibly could. And I thought, what a blessing it is for me to be able to hit this milestone and possibly inspire and drive and motivate somebody else on that track. Yeah. That evening, you know, the Manheim Township athletes were running with us, our Cedar Crest athletes, people in attendance. Hopefully I was able to inspire and drive and motivate, maybe not run 50,000 miles, but just do something special in the world to make it a better place.
So it would be safe to say Tiff is the reason you lace up your shoes and run.
Exactly. She is my drive, my inspiration. She's my motivation. In my morning devotional book that I look at from Tony Dungy called Uncommon Daily Life Challenge, I have an index card in there. On the one side, it's my drive, my passion, and that's hashtag Team Tiff. And in the other side, it's my word that drives, inspires, and motivates me each and every day, and that's passionate. Mm-hmm. It's important to be passionate about everything that we do in life. For me, I got to be a passionate father. I got to be a passionate teacher, coach, friend, brother, son, partner, whatever it might be.
You've done some marathons, maybe even some ultra marathons. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, I think you're just coming off of a race.
Yeah, last Saturday, I ran the Rehoboth Beach Half Marathon. Been running that 6 of the last 7 years, 6, 7. Yeah, exciting stuff there. So the races that have been involved, you know, Boston Marathon 3 times. That was back in the 90s. I was fortunate enough to run the 100th running of the Boston Marathon in 1996. Harrisburg Marathons, Marine Corps Marathons. So I've done the long distance races. I think those marathon days are over, but certainly half marathons, I enjoy racing those. I enjoy racing the Harrisburg Mile every year. Don't do a whole lot of racing anymore just because the body is not always up for it, but I enjoy the camaraderie. There's one thing I can honestly say that I enjoy. I love to compete.
Okay.
And yes, you want to compete against other people, but really it's a competition against yourself. You know, strong mind equals strong body. You remember when you're on the track and field team back in the late 2000s. Mm-hmm. These are the days that champions are made.
Yeah.
And when I raced last Saturday and going into it, I didn't have many great workouts or many fast runs, but my mind was strong and my body was strong and I really laid it out there, and I was proud of the effort and the result.
I do remember that. These are the days that champions are made.
You betcha.
That was, I mean, I think almost once a week you would say that, if not every day, you know, and It is so true, because it's, you know, even in those tough days, those rainy days, whatever it may be, maybe you had a rough day at school or at work or just in life, you know, these are the days. Like, if you can do it during the hard times, you can do it when life's a little easier, you know?
Exactly. Anybody can do it on the easy days. But the true champions reach deep into the well and pull up the best versions of themselves on those tough days. A couple days at winter track practice, a couple days ago, if you remember, it was a little snowing,
oh, yeah,
sleeting, freezing rain. And I said to the team, I said, we're going outside today. And they looked at me like I was half crazy.
Right.
Because yeah, the next day was going to be wind chill 15. Okay. Let's go outside when it's a little bit warmer.
Right.
Yeah, it's precipitating. But that was on our Instagram page, cedarcrest.track. These are the days that champions are made.
Awesome, Coach. Let's take a quick sip break.
You betcha.
This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer.
Cedar Crest Track, we got four Division I athletes this year.
Oh,
Cadell's going full ride. Cadell Howard, the seven-time state champ.
What?
Full ride to Florida.
Wow. Full ride to Florida.
Full ride to Florida.
And tell me what, let's get right into Cedar Crest Track and Field.
Yeah.
So what events does he do?
So Cadell.
Yeah, please.
She runs the 400, 200.
Okay.
She is the second fastest girl in the history of the state of Pennsylvania in the 400.
Whoa.
So the goal this spring is to try and become the fastest. She's seven-time state champ, four indoor titles, three outdoor titles, almost all in the 400. She has one 200 title indoors.
Okay.
So full ride to the University of Florida. Ellie Schneider, heptathlete, javelin high jump specialist, but heptathlete, is going to Virginia. I don't know the exact package. I would guess about a half ride.
Okay.
Landon Weber is going to, so his parents own the Crislin Engineering, maybe.
Okay.
Josh Weber, Val Weber. He's going to Monmouth, sprinter.
I know where you're at, yeah.
Yep, so that's over in New Jersey.
Okay.
And Travis Fromansky, who just won the state championship this fall in cross country, AAA, Cedar Crest boy, is going to, he hasn't committed yet. It's between Penn State and Ole Miss.
Whoa.
University of Mississippi.
We are. Let's go.
Yeah.
Coach, that's amazing. Like, how do you, what do you credit to that talent, you know? Because not everyone can go D1, you know, let alone D2, D3, but you have four D1 athletes at Cedar Crest Track and Field. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, first of all, you have to be talented.
Right.
But secondly, they are just great kids. And they're the ones that are going to be showing up first to practice. They're going to be the ones leaving practice last.
Mm,
they
yes.
work incredibly hard, and they've been very fortunate to, for the most part, be injury-free.
So now, with having four athletes going D1, do you see then that raises the work ethic, you know, that motivates the other athletes to then perform and be at their best level?
Yes. When other athletes see what these athletes are doing, they know that they can do special things. Maybe not the exact same times, heights, or distances that these four are doing, but certainly they can improve upon it. Travis Fromansky, for example, as a sophomore, was 131st in the state in cross country. As a junior, he was about 65th.
Okay.
As a senior, he won.
Yeah.
Wow. So you don't see those transformations too often.
Yeah.
But with that being said, it just shows that it can be done.
It's like you said, it's bettering yourself. You're competing with yourself to be better. And I'm sure, you know, for those four athletes, they have a high level of self-motivation, discipline, and wanting to be the best that they can, you know, because they know they have those talents.
You know? Like I said earlier, you know, I love to compete. Those four student athletes love to compete.
Oh, Coach, that's awesome.
They're not going to win every single thing, but they love to compete. And if they get beat, they come back better the next time.
Yeah, they'll help score some points.
Yeah,
big time. Yeah. And do you still do, because I remember to this day, personal best, PB?
Yep.
PBs and
stuff?
Yeah,
we do the PR bars.
The PR bars,
yeah,
you still
the PR
do those?
Bars, still do the
chocolate. Coach, that's awesome.
And then we added a PR bell to it.
Oh,
so
tell me.
We got, you know how they ring the bell on the side for like boxing matches and all that kind of stuff. So if they get a PR, not only do they get the PR bar, but then they come up and they ring the bell for the number of PRs they get for that meet.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I like that a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So when you're out there coaching, how do you stay motivated? You know, and it's not just you. You have a whole team of amazing coaches, you know, throws coach, you know, hurdle, everything across the board. But how do you stay motivated?
It takes a village, and I have, in my opinion, the best coaching staff around.
I'll back you 100%.
So they are incredibly awesome. On the days that I might get a little frustrated or down or tired or whatever it might be, they're going to pick up the slack and they're going to keep me going. And like I said earlier, I love to compete. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a dual meet, whether it's an invitational, we want to go out there and Cedar Crest wants to perform to the best of our ability. That doesn't always mean we're going to win. Doesn't always mean we're going to score the most points, but we're going to get those personal best, and we're going to support each other when things might not go our way. And we want to make sure that we're a family. And when we're a family and we support each other, great things are going to happen.
And Coach, I love that because I think now more than ever, you know, it is all about community. It is all about family. Everyone has different journeys, different backgrounds, but the fact that they can come to Cedar Crest Track and Field, because I know, man, we had a tight knit group back in, you know, 2010, 2011, you know, just great, great athletes, but great people. And everyone, like you said, cared about each other. And it was like a big family. You know, you look forward to going to track practice. It wasn't something you dreaded. You know, at least I look forward to it. I mean, yeah. I wasn't running. I wasn't a sprinter, but, you know, I was a thrower back then for the listeners, you know, but it was like, yeah, it was great seeing everybody. And yeah, like you said, it felt like a family, a community.
Each year we do a theme.
Okay.
Last year, the theme was brick by brick. Stack your bricks, build a strong foundation, your peak's going to be higher. The year before that, it was pay the rent.
Ooh,
success is never owned, it is rented, and the rent is due every single day. You know, do the work. One coming up here pretty soon, we might use something called be the one. You know, be that one person on the team who's going to make a difference on that day. Maybe you're the one who's going to drive the team to victory. Maybe you're going to be the one who's going to pick the team up or pick that student athlete up when things might not go their way. When I think back to your day, when you were on the team, you were the one. I still remember you walking around to each single athlete in the locker room. Hey, how was your day today? How was school today? Let's get after today. You know, you were the one. Be that one person. Be the catalyst. Ignite everybody else around you. When you can be that person, great things are going to happen around you.
Yeah.
You were the one, Austin.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, that's right. I do remember. I mean, I would go, you know, Matt Dyscher, Alex Galley, some of these, you know, Colby Drahosky, you know, because I wanted to check on them and just, hey, let them know I'm here for you. Let's get after it, you know. And, man, we had a great group of guys.
Great
group of guys. So, Coach, going from being a motivational track and field coach, you also are a gym teacher, a long-time gym teacher.
Yeah, 33 years. 33 years at Ebenezer Elementary
School. All 33 years.
Two at the high school. Two at Cedar Crest High School, the rest at Ebenezer.
Yeah. So let's talk about your time at, you know, Ebenezer, currently, you know, gym teacher and stuff. But I really want to also talk about Jump Rope for Heart. I know that's obviously big in your life, and it has a huge impact. And, yeah, I won't spoil anything, but let's talk about your time as a gym teacher and, you know, Jump Rope for Heart.
Yeah, so Jump Rope for Heart, which is now known as the Kids Heart Challenge, sponsored by the American Heart Association. Back in 1997, a lady by the name of Kathy Andrews here in Lebanon came to me and said, hey, would you guys be willing to do a Jump Rope for Heart? I didn't know what it was all about. And I thought, sure, we'll do it. So we just had third, fourth, and fifth graders. We raised $3,900, and I thought that this was like $1 million in my mind. And she was like, that
is the first year.
First year, $3,900. Kathy Andrews was super excited for me. And then she showed me the list of like the top 10 schools in the Pennsylvania Delaware affiliate. And I think we would have had to raise maybe $8,000 or $9,000 to get on that list. Being a little bit of a competitive person, trying to get the most out of your families, your student athletes. The next year, we wound up going to $8,000, and the next year, $12,000, and so forth and so on. And we just kept building this up. We at Ebenezer do it for three reasons. We do the Kids Heart Challenge, Jump Rope for Heart, for three reasons. One, we want to make our own heart stronger. Two, let's have a lot of fun. But most importantly, three, let's help save people's lives through research and education and program. hundreds and thousands of people's lives have been changed and saved. And not only their lives have been changed, but their families' lives, their friends' lives. And back in 2006, I lost a really close friend, great man, teacher, coach, husband, father. His name was Craig Sargent, and he taught at Northwest Elementary School with Tiffany. And he had a sudden heart attack out on a run one evening and passed away August 1st, 2006. And at that point, it just drove me more just to make sure that I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again to somebody's family. And we know the statistics, we know things like that happen, but if we can cut that down at all, we're going to do that. So Ebenezer Elementary, through administration support, community support, parent, students, of course, they come first. They have just done an amazing job. We're coming up on our 30th year of participating in now what they call the Kids Heart Challenge to save people's lives.
So what do you credit to that program becoming so successful and so huge at Ebenezer Elementary School?
You know, here, Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, Little Ebenezer Elementary School, what are we going to hang our hat on? Well, we're going to hang our hat on the fact that we want our kids to be kind. We want our kids to try their best. Never give up. In gym class, we go through these positive, inspirational, motivational quotes. Try your best. Never give up. I feel great. I am strong. I can do this. Seize the day.
I love that, Coach. Yeah.
Go one more, of course, from Baird and Performance Nutrition. And part of that is, what are we going to hang our hat on? So we're going to hang our hat on being kind, being nice, and we're going to save people's lives. And everybody in the community has embraced this. Like I said, 30 years. Parents, community, businesses, but most of all the students, they've just done incredible stuff, and we're excited to hit a huge milestone this year, Austin.
Yeah, so tell me about it, because it sounds like really it's the culture at Ebenezer Elementary School is what you're changing, right? You know, I am strong, or these positive affirmations, you know, that you're telling the students. So it's a culture that's changing, and then yes, that leads to huge success, and that's what you're seeing, that's what we're seeing. So tell me, and I'm sorry, I feel like I'm getting a little teary-eyed, but like you know, sometimes sometimes children don't hear that at home, you know what I mean? So
correct,
I think it's so powerful. Like,
so not only do we want to raise as much money as we can, because we all know once we raise the money, we can do more research,
help
more
others,
medicine, more programs, but I want the students. The two things we want them to do. One, we want them to sign up. Mm-hmm. Two, we'd love for them to get some type of donation. And only about 50% of the students are going to bring in a donation, and then our faculty and staff is going to make the donation for the other students that don't bring in a dollar or anything like that. But I want them to do at least something.
Yeah,
when that child brings me that permission slip with their name on it and their parents' name on it, they feel like they've just given a $100 donation or whatever it might be. So we want to try and get 100% participation. And we've done that many, many years. The last couple of years, we just missed it by like 3 or 4 students and a 500 plus. But we want everybody to participate. We want everybody to do their part. And it's been a great culture. So it's not just me. Yeah, you got to have a leader, but you got to have administrative support. And I've had that through my principals over the years, Dean Bosman, now Greg Fulkerson, and the ones before them, Cindy Giese, Kathy Ballmer. But we also have great teacher support. You know, the teachers they're really bombarded with things day in and day out.
So true.
And then here I am saying, you need to get such and such to sign up. Let's call. Let's email. I remember one teacher, her name was Alice Cooper. She tied a ribbon around the one student's finger so that when the student went home to tell the parent, you need to sign my permission slip.
I love that.
And that permission slip came in the next day. So I just had great support. And like you said, it's a culture, and all of the teachers do a good job. Faculty, staff, it's been great. So yeah, we're coming up on a big milestone.
Okay, so that leads to huge success. Let's talk about that milestone. Share with the listeners, what are we looking at? What is little old Lebanon County, you know, Ebenezer Elementary School? Where are we at? What are we doing?
30th year, we are within $18,000 of surpassing the $1 million mark in contributions to help save people's lives. How many schools in the United States have done that? We will become just the 7th school, in the whole United States of America in all the years of the program. I think the program has been going on maybe close to 40 years now.
Okay.
This is going to be our 30th year. So $1 million, 7th school. There's more than 20,000 schools a year that participate. So We are honored to be able to be number 7, and we can't wait till we cross that milestone.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it's such a big, like, do you think the students realize, like,
the older students do, you know, these third, fourth, and fifth graders, they know it's huge. $1 million to a kindergartner, you could tell them it's 10 bucks and they think it's a lot of money. But the older students, they know. When we do the reveal at the end, they know that, wow, that is an incredible amount of money.
I see the pictures you post on your social media platforms and everything. And it's great to see, like, the students, they seem excited. They seem happy about it. So
our best finish over the years has been number 3 in the United States of America. Okay. A couple years ago, we were 8th in the United States of America. Wow. So we're going to hit a million. And then once we hit a million,
go from there, right?
There's going to be a certain theme this year, and they're going to be able to do some fun stuff to Mr. Fulkerson and myself. It's going to be great.
So, you know, as a teacher and a coach, what would you say is the most important lesson a child takes away from, you know, this experience?
Helping others. They might not ever get the thank you from that person. They might not ever meet the person's life that they just saved, but helping out, helping others. When you get a chance to help others, that's got to be one of the best feelings in the world. And if it's not, then you got to make sure you make it. It's the best feeling in the world. Yeah. And that's what teaching's all about. That's what coaching's all about. That's what this podcast is all about. What you do day in and day out. You know, people listen to your show. I listen to your podcast, and I'm able to take one or two or three things from what they say and to make my life better. That's what it's all about.
Having a positive impact on others.
Exactly.
Let's take a snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat.
Yeah, 7th, man. That is just unbelievable. So this year, the theme is dogs.
Okay.
Their little prizes they can get are going to be dogs.
Okay, yeah.
7. So what'll happen is, once we, obviously we're going to hit a million because we only need $18,000, they will be able to pour, we'll call it dog's drool, over Mr. Fulkerson
and
myself.
No way, yeah.
So years ago, it was dragons themed, so they did dragon's drool, and it's basically just slime.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But that was easily the best one we've ever done. So this dog's drool, the kids are gonna
go off. Yeah, they're gonna go crazy for it. That's so cool. Like, you know, Parker, she loves slime. So I could definitely see, like, third or fourth graders being like, yeah, let's slime.
They are gonna love it. They have to raise $250 or more, and we have to hit the school goal. So the school goal will be $1 more than last year. And we were down a little bit last year, and I think we'll easily hit it this year.
And what was the goal last year?
We're in the 50,000 something. It's like right around 56,000.
Okay. Yeah.
The biggest we had was 73,000.
So to pick back up, gym teacher, well-known coach, coaching phenomenal athletes here throughout Lebanon County, but you're also a big role model in the community. Let's talk about, I need some education on it. I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it. The Men Wear Pink campaign.
Yes. So I've been doing the Men Wear Pink campaign for the past 2 years, sponsored by the American Cancer Society. Yolanda Rice contacted me 2 years ago. You want to get involved in something like this? Hey, what do I got to do? You got to raise at least $2,500 and wear pink every day during the month of October. I'm thinking, well, that's something I can definitely do, especially the pink part.
Right.
So first year, got involved, and that was an awesome experience. I believe I raised $3,000, and it goes for research, awareness, and it also helps people, mainly women, but men too, in the local area, maybe get a ride to treatment or get a wig or whatever it might be that they need. And then this past year, Yolanda asked me to be the guest speaker at the kickoff event up in Harrisburg at the Harrisburg Historic Mansion. So that was a great opportunity for me to share Tiff's story, Tiff's message of hope, faith, and courage. And, you know, you get up in front of an audience that you don't know anything about, and you're able to inspire them through Tiff's life. And I think a lot of people took a lot of good things from that day.
That kind of leads into my next question. What do you think it means for especially younger athletes, but, younger people in general when they see their coaches stepping up in their local community.
Yeah, and not just my athletes, but my students at Ebenezer Elementary School.
Yeah.
So you walk into practice and you got pink on, you know, 5, 6, 7 days in a row. And the coach, see, you've been wearing a lot of pink lately. Right. They'll actually ask me, I said, well, I'm involved in a Men Wear Pink campaign, and I'm doing this to raise awareness and raise money for research and help people that are going through it. And for those who don't know, I explained to them about my wife and how she battled for 15 years, and sadly she had passed away in 2019, but we want to keep her memory alive, her message of hope, faith, and courage. And I think that means a lot to them. And some of my athletes have made contributions on the website, and that's been pretty cool as well. So the businesses really came through. Thank you, Austin, for your donation.
Well, you're welcome.
And other local businesses really came through. And this year I was able to raise $4,000. And it's a group of men, 2021 from Central Pennsylvania. I think the first year we had a guy on the group that he might have raised $60,000 all by himself.
Wow.
Just talking to businesses. So I believe that first year we raised maybe $130,000, but this year we raised about $75,000. So it's money that goes to a good cause. I know personally how much TIFF appreciated getting rides to treatments or getting a new wig. You know, one day she was a blonde, the next day she was a redhead. She just had all kinds of options, and that just gave her more confidence rather than, not having any hair on her head.
So you mentioned, you know, some of your students and athletes donating money. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, that it's always awesome when they can make a difference like that. I'm honored when they do that. I'm humbled when they do that, and I always make sure that I thank them as well.
You know, you've done so much from running all those miles, mentoring young athletes, students, you know, and giving them really a positive role model, you know, because like I said, everyone has different backgrounds, different journeys. And I love what Ebenezer Elementary School is doing. I know my wife and I are kind of at that stage where we're house hunting, you know, looking for a place. And what better place than, you know, Ebenezer Elementary School? From what I'm hearing, you know, like I said, I was getting a little teared up just hearing what you're saying and how the mindset is the culture there, right?
Exactly.
You know, so what are you most proud of?
So there's lots of things that we could talk about right here. You know, I born and raised in Lebanon County. I'm so thankful to have stayed in Lebanon County. My dad taught me the value of hard work growing up on a dairy farm. My mom taught me everything else. You know, she taught me how to communicate with people, how to treat people, treat them with kindness, treat them with respect. I would say one of the things I'm most proud of is just being disciplined and just being consistent day in and day out and trying to be the best version of myself day in and day out. Because through the course of time, Tiffany's battles, there were some really low moments, but I didn't want my students to know that. I didn't want my athletes to know that. I wanted them to know that we were going through a hard time, but I didn't want them to be able to tell, oh, wow, Coach Bear's having a bad day. We better not talk to him today. I wanted to be that bright, bubbly person day in and day out. So if there's something that I'm humbled by or honored by, it's just being disciplined day in and day out, being able to stay in Lebanon County, try to inspire, drive, and motivate the community. And it's just been a blessing to be around these people in Lebanon County, running the half marathon last weekend. One of your former people on the podcast here, Lance Haynes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Great runner. Has just become one of the top runners in Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I heard that he was going to be down there helping to pace one of his friends through the marathon. The half marathon and the marathon start together.
Okay.
And I get to the mile point. I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to see Lance Haynes in this race. There's 3,000 runners. Get to the mile point.
Sure
I look
enough.
Over to my right. There is Lance Haynes pacing his friend. And I look over and I said, I recognize that face. And he turns around and he goes, Coach Bear, Coach Bear. So, you know, that type of thing there, just to be able to be around such great people. I'm humbled and honored just to be able to do that here these last 30 plus years.
And I want a quick shout out, you know, mentioning Lance Haynes. Lance Haynes, sorry, cuz, and also, you know, Mitch Spittle and Greg Munyon, you know, they have the 717 Run Club.
Absolutely.
Out in Cornwall. They meet at the Barrel every Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday. So for listeners, check them out on social media. Great group of of men and women that are getting out there, getting after it, and having a good time and really, you know, taking care of themselves, you know?
Yeah, Thursday evening we were over, Greg Money and I were over at Gilson's Gym. Greg is 30 years younger than me. He was a former jab thrower and triple jump for me. And there we are doing a chest workout, bench pressing, having a great time together. So it's those relationships you build.
Yeah, yes, 100%. So with 2026 on our doorsteps, you know, what is your goal? What do you want to accomplish in 2026? And I know you're going to say, Sully, there's a lot I want to accomplish. There's a lot I'm going to do. But if you had to pick, you know, one goal in 2026, what are you going for?
Well, obviously in February, Ebenezer Elementary School hitting $1 million. That's going to be a really, really big, one for our school, our school district and our community, our parents and our students. And we have a pretty good track and field team lined up this spring. We have four Division I athletes that are going to be moving on next year. Whether the team is going to be super strong or not, they will determine that and how much they buy into it and drink the Kool-Aid and how hard they work. But we've got four kids going to some special places, so I'm excited to see what they'll be able to accomplish as we get through the months of March, April, and May.
All right. Coach Bear, thank you for being here again, giving a fresh look at what it means to live with purpose every single day in sports, in school, and in service. Your story, from strides on the track to strides in the heart of our community, reminds us that greatness isn't just measured in numbers, but in impact. If Rob's story inspired you, share with a friend, leave a review, and subscribe to American Grown Podcast for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. And a quick call to action for the listeners, check the show notes, because I will put links to Men Wear Pink campaign, the Ebenezer Elementary Jump Rope for Heart as well. And then, of course, if you're interested, Rob Bear's book, Braving Your Adversity. I'll put a link in the show notes. Coach Bear, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors: A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients, proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today, or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven, laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.